got to get that read in for our friends over there at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com, use code CHTV, spend $5 on lineups, and get $50 instantly. You can join in the fun in the description of this video. Where is Prize Picks available? It's available in 43 different states, including Wisconsin, most importantly. There you go, my picks, my lineups. Tomorrow's game is going to be a lot of fun. Chris Jones gets a sack, definitely. Hopkins, I think he gets in the end zone. Stroud, not going to throw for a ton of yards. Mixon, definitely gets in the end zone. On the other game, Henry, combined 89.5. Yes, I don't think he gets it alone on the ground. Zay Flowers, I don't think he hits a big one. Russell Wilson, going to have to throw more than they want. TJ Watt, don't see him getting a sack. There you go. There's the speed version of it. Love it. I love it. Thanks for sticking with me, guys. Appreciate you. Hope you're all doing well. We got Vimsy, what's up? Hello, my darkness, my old friend. This is the sound of silence. Yes, no doubt about it. Brian, appreciate you. We're back on it now. I'm going to skip everybody telling me I'm muted because I wasn't muted. It was just StreamYard fucking up. This sabotaged by the live-in Saints fan. See, if Sarah was home, I would buy that. But she's in the city at the moment. Dustin, what's up, man? How are you? Finally caught alive, keeping it simple with Go Pack Go. Go Pack Go, man. Hope you're doing well. Simitovich, how are you doing? More free kicks, please. Jacobs needs to ball on Monday Night Football. I mean, that was what I was talking about very eloquently into a not working microphone. When you guys didn't hear, it was me talking about the fact that, yes, Josh Jacobs, this is going to be his game. And I think Brooks and Wilson will be involved as well. There's no doubt you want to stay out of obvious passing situations against this Saints team. There is no question, and I mean zero question, that they can get after the quarterback. They have more than enough talent up front when they're allowed to pin their ears back and they know it's a passing play and they're going to go after the QB. Clearly, the best way to combat that is to stay in second and third and short. You want to run the football in this game. And you can, yes, utilize the passing game to set up the run game at times. But there's no doubt you want to stay ahead of the sticks, utilize Jacobs as your battering ram, and make sure that that very talented front is not able to get after the QB. And here's the other thing. Their pressure has allowed them to be somewhat ball hawkish on the back end. And they have guys who can take the ball away. Honey Badger is still there, and he's still doesn't give a shit. He is going to take the ball away. So, along with some other guys, there's no doubt this is a game that has to feature a robust rushing attack. And I think it will. And I think the Packers put up 30 plus again. And it's going to be weird because it's going to feel odd. It'll be in the cold. There'll probably be some tough stretches, etc. But ultimately, yeah, they should put up 30 points on this team. On the flip side, you got Rattler starting at quarterback. Rattlesnake, as my girlfriend's mother calls him. And the one real kind of threat that they have is MVS through the air. And I know Miller's a talented young back, but Alvin Kamara won't play. They're down to their backup quarterback. MVS is still hurting people. He's still putting up some serious, like, he's producing a really killer play at least once a week. And this is a game where I think you'll see Jeff Hafley try to keep a top, you know, the lid on everything. Make sure they don't allow MVS to get behind them and keep everything in front of them. It might get frustrating at times. I suspect we'll see the Saints try to dink and dunk with their young quarterback. Obviously, they'll try to lean on the running game, though I do think the Packers should be able to control it. And ultimately, the game will get away from the Saints, and they'll have to go to the air, and that's when the Packers will be able to pin their ears back and get after the young man. But I do think you underestimate this team at your peril. There is still certainly talent, and Rizzi, the interim coach, has them playing hard. There's not a game that they've looked like they've just quit and just wanted to get to the offseason. They're still fighting. I mean, no, you don't have to look much further than last week. They're down, what, seven? They came back 17 points to, you know, pull within 1 point, lost on the final play of the game because they elected to try and go for two. It's a team that does not have much quit in them at the moment. And I do think that's a reflection of the job Darren Rizzi's done. He's really got them playing hard. What else we got here, Ed? Ed, how are you, man? Very zen-like. Are we really listening? Beat the freaking Saints. No doubt. Quiet Vibes 07. How apt. Thanks for the super chat. First time super chat. Just wanted to say that I appreciate all that you do to make being a Packer fan even more of a joy. Go Pack Go. I can't tell you how much that means to me. I really appreciate getting those types of chats. Obviously, all the kind words are very welcome, but this week in particular, I've had some really frustrating moments in the realm of creating content and trying to be a Packers fan publicly. Obviously, coming off the Donald Driver thing, we've had a lot of kind of new eyeballs on the site and the feeds and whatever. And it's just, I don't know. Nobody asked for this, but I'm going to do it because it's our channel and I can do whatever the hell I want. I really struggle with the ideas of content creation around the Green Bay Packers in the sense that it's not about me. It's not about us. It's not about Corey and I. It's not about anybody who's writing for the website. You know, it's not about Tyler doing great social stuff. All of that is in service to the Packers, right? They're the show. And so I get a wonderful super chat like that, and I really appreciate it because, you know, this is what we want to do. We want to augment the experience of being a Packers fan, but it is about being a Packers fan. We're not the show, right? I'm not the show. They are, and they're amazing. Ultimately, it comes down to the players on the field. They are the show. They are incredible, incredible athletes, incredible humans. We're here in awe of them, right? I don't know. And sometimes I struggle with this. I've got to create content and we've got to put that out there. And it feels like it's me, me, me. Obviously, I'm the one here every day, etc. I just don't want anyone to ever think it's about me or us, because it's about them. It's about the Packers, specifically the players, because they are incredible. And what we do is really in service to them. I don't know why I felt the need to say that, but it's been on my mind. It's really been on my mind. Probably just the state of the internet at the moment, that I'm old and it bugs the hell out of me. Joe, what's up, man? Give this sound stream to Peter Bukowski. Hope Packers don't need 18 fourth quarter points to win this time. They won't, Joe. They won't. Soder's on it. Soder's on that tip. Run the damn ball. That is all. You are not wrong, sir. Mike Witt, how are you, man? I think Josh goes for 150 and a couple touchdowns on Monday Night Football. Just a gut feeling. And throw in a couple of sacks by Rashawn, too. Random Packer, Vince Workman. Vince Workman is a good call out. And yeah, I could see both of those occurring, no doubt. Jeezy, baby, I'm with you, man. 14.5 spread seems wild. Second mortgage on the Pack. It does seem wild, right? I don't know, man. Like I said, the Saints just lost by one last week to a playoff team in Washington, you know, in the Commanders. So, yeah, I don't know, dude. 14, I was shocked when the line opened that high. I'm not a betting man. I've never been very good at any of that, and I certainly won't be touching it because I do think, yes, the Packers should win this going away. But, man, NFL history is littered with games that were surprisingly close or even went the other way that people weren't expecting, right? It's just, yeah, that's 14.5 feels like a whole lot. Ryan Willie, how are you, man? Non-NFL questions. Who are you picking to win the CFP playoffs and chances Netflix will crash on Christmas? I have no horse in the race, so to speak, on the college football playoffs. I am really excited to watch Notre Dame Indiana tonight, though. I do think that'll be a really good game. And it's funny because I used to really hate Notre Dame. It used to bug me, like, especially when they got the NBC contract and we were kind of forced to have that on television every weekend. Like, it was just one of the games that you were always going to watch because it was always on. But then, you know, my mind does crazy things, and I was thinking, well, you know, Curly Lambeau came out of Notre Dame, and the whole reason the Packers colors were what they were at the start was because of Notre Dame. So it's like, if you're a Packers fan, you kind of owe Notre Dame a debt of gratitude, right? So now I have a sneaky kind of, all right, I kind of like Notre Dame. Although I love Indiana. I love their story. I think they've been phenomenal this season. So I just think this game will be great. As far as the playoffs themselves, I have no idea. I'm not invested enough to care. As far as Netflix crashing on Christmas, I think there's a chance. I know they're going to swear blind to the NFL. Oh, we got it figured out. You know, pay no attention to that Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight, but there's definitely a chance. Tom Ferris, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. The only problem with being at the Seahawks game last week was missing the Donald Driver watch party last week. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Tom. Just so you know, we have a highlight video that just dropped this afternoon. So if you just want to see, quote unquote, the best bits, you know, you can go take a look. It's right here on the channel. Matthew Wilson, thanks for the super chat, man. Will Oladapo get playing time besides special teams? Doesn't look like it. Really, it does seem like Zane Anderson is above him in the pecking order slash depth chart. But we'll see. You never know. I mean, as long as they stay healthy, I think, no, we'll probably won't see him. But you never know when injuries will strike. Mike, how are you? Now that Corey isn't here to laugh at me, do you think we re-sign McManus in the offseason after Carlson and Narvdog experience? I think there's a decent chance, yes. I don't think it's a given, but I do think yes. Definitely a decent chance. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate it, man. Speaking to content, I love Grassi's content. Funny and appeals to everyone. His stream scratches that itch. But I love your content because, as you said, you are about the team and being a fan. Ignore the haters. I appreciate you, Craig. I really appreciate you. I appreciate everybody who tunes in at all. It's kind of wild to me that this is what I do for a gig. Dan, thank you, buddy. Thanks for being the best wingman the Packers ever had. It's very kind words. Again, it's really not about us. It's about them. They are amazing. Klaus, how are you, sir? Yes, it's for the Packers, but so are other channels. I watch this because I'm a fan, because it's good content, and of course, because of you two. Well, that's very nice of you, man. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it, especially since you are on the other side of the world. It's kind of crazy. That's the other aspect that kind of blows my mind, that people all over this globe who are Green Bay Packers fans are, you know, coming to Cheesehead TV to connect to the Packers. That's nuts to me, and it's never been more crazy than when we were in London for the meetup, and so many people showed up and told us their stories of becoming Packers fans and finding Cheesehead TV. That is insane. It always will be insane to me. And I appreciate each and every one of you. Andrew. Fuck Notre Dame. Pick a conference. Also, crypto. Hey, how about that Superman trailer? I got to admit, it's pretty meh to me, the trailer itself. But I am excited. I'll go watch it. But it's hard, man. It's hard when you grew up with Christopher Reeve as your Superman. You know, that first film is so perfect. It's hard, man. It's hard to beat. But I'll go watch it. No doubt. I'm excited. My daughter, Violet, is probably the most excited about the appearance of Crypto in the trailer. Ed, thanks again, man. Pre-Super Bowl Packers fan, and what you do encapsulates what my feelings are about being a Packer fan wonderfully well. Quiet Vibes said it very well. Thanks. Thank you, Ed. I really appreciate it. Really do. Matthew, how are you, man? Carry the G, brother. Enjoy the festive period, buddy. Best wishes. Hope you enjoy Chelsea over the weekend and enjoy the Fury and Usyk fight tomorrow also. Oh, I won't be watching the fights, but definitely will be watching Chelsea, and appreciate you, brother. Hope you have a great, great weekend. Samantha, no INTs from Jordan Love since the bye. Not quite, Samantha. He did throw one that first week out of the bye in Chicago when he had the ball sail on him that was intended for Tucker Kraft underneath there in the red zone. But outside of that play, yeah, you're right. It's been pretty great. Now, he's had one or two, I'd say, turnover-worthy throws where I think his offensive player, his intended receiver, has done a good job of playing a little defense and knocking it down. But for the most part, yeah, he's been on point. And that is certainly a marked difference from what we saw coming out of the gate in, you know, early parts of this season. Simitovich, appreciate you, man. We love you, Nags, outside of Chelsea. Love you, sir. Right back at you, brother. Soder, how are you, man? I have partied with Pete Stoyanovich, go Hoosiers, random Packer, Jason Spriggs, Indiana. Look at you. Spriggs is such a good pull. Well done, sir. Most Hated. Good to see you, man. Glad to catch you live for a change. Amazing watch party last weekend. Hope everyone has a Merry Christmas. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, Most Hated. Great to see you at the meetup a couple weeks ago. Hope you're well. Kraft, I love your name. I'm not going to say it into a microphone, though. Hey, Nags, can we get some love for Valentine? Guy has been trending up nicely the past month and capped it off with a very nice showing in Seattle. Could not agree more. Did talk about him on transplants this week and very much agreed. I'm hoping it's enough to keep Stokes on the sideline a little bit more, but we'll see if that rotation continues. But I very much agree. That is easily his best performance of the season, and not just because he had the interception. I think he's playing his best ball at just the right time. Hopefully, to your point, we get, you know, that trending that way and gets to keep building on it and keeps continuing to grow and develop and get better, because I think the arrow is pointed up with Valentine, no question. Mike Witt, how are you, man? I want a Cheesehead TV Packers Super Bowl watch party someday, maybe this year. Have a great weekend, Nags. Thank you, Mike. Funnily enough, that's funny you should mention that. We just got our Cheesehead TV Super Bowl credentials today. That's right, baby. I'll be at the Super Bowl regardless of whether the Packers go or not. But if the Packers do go, we will be there for the week on Radio Row. And then, yes, we will come back and undoubtedly do a watch party of some kind. We'll make that happen. Dustin, how are you, man? Disagree, Nags. We are all fans of the Packers and what they put on the field, but you and Cheesehead TV are the conduit to how we as fans digest that. I appreciate that, Dustin. I do. I mean, we're just one of many, though, right? I mean, there's a million ways on offer in this day and age for you to get to the Packers, right? To connect with the team, to the fans, etc. We are one of them, no doubt, but that's all it is. It's just one. Ryan, how are you, man? More beatable playoff opponent, Eagles or Lions? Oh, the Lions, simply because they're so beat up. I don't think there's any question there. And that's no shade to the Lions. I think they're a really damn good team, but they are beat to hell. Brandy, how are you? Nags, Ryan found his groove? I think very much so. And I was just on the radio talking about this. I'm going to be fascinated to see how it plays out along the offensive line next season. I mean, it's very clear they were trying to hand the gig to Jordan Morgan, who couldn't stay healthy, right? And while they were, you know, what do you call it, rotating their right guard earlier this season, I think it was kind of up and down. But the more Ryan has played and gotten that time on the field, and we talk about this all the time, he's improved. And you've seen him, to your point, find his groove. And he's playing at a very high level. And they're doing a lot of really good things. I don't know how you shake that up next season, but we'll see. A long way to go until we get there. But yes, I think he's playing very well, no doubt. Mike Witt, have you drank Dustin's bourbon yet? I most certainly have. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Hold on. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Hold on. Hold on. Coming back.
All right, here we go. I've cracked it, and I've had just the first bit of it. But I can confirm it is fucking amazing. Amazing. Samantha, I get so mad when people who are calling the games feel like they are going to jinx Jordan Love. Yeah, you got to remember, none of that matters, right? Like, we all think about announcer jinx and things like that, but no, that's not real. We all know that. All right, buddy, I'm gonna have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor, hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday. Go Pack, go.